Good morning.
Good morning.
So happy to be here with you guys today. Can't believe it's been 4 years. That's crazy. Am I okay here sound-wise, sound person?
Yes.
How we doing? Everybody good?
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, I just want to say I'm bringing lots of love from Unity of St. Louis South. We have always had a special relationship with this group, and just want to acknowledge what you've meant to us and how much us supporting each other through the years has meant. And also want to acknowledge that special lady sitting in the back row.
Yay.
That runs this place. And thank her. The reason I'm a licensed Unity teacher today is because of her. There were many times I had doubts about moving forward, and I got in my way a lot, let's just say that. But she would persevere and walk me through and had the patience that a saint would have. And God bless her, and I'm here because of that. You were supposed to receive a little packet. Did you get one of these on your way in? If not, raise your hand. We're going to be talking about these. Anybody? Raise your hand if you don't have them. We've got some extras. Okay, we need some over here. A couple of them over there. So the lady up there that said she had conquered her fear of heights and crocodiles, or alligators, I'm not sure which. I'm still having a healthy appreciation for alligators and crocodiles. I don't think I'm going to let that one go. But that was really nice. I love that. I think a lot of us grew up in Bible-based churches. Some didn't, some did, but I do run across many people who did. And I was one of those people who grew up in a Bible-based church that taught that every word in the Bible was translated literally. I learned that this was because God wrote the Bible and directly delivered it to Moses. In fact, in my church, we were taught if anyone wanted to argue a biblical point with us, our response was to be, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. So as a young person, a young Christian person growing up in this church, when I read a certain scripture located in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20, I became very excited. The scripture says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there. And it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. How cool is that? I was so excited. I lived in the flatlands of Amarillo, Texas, where a mountain would be a welcome improvement. And I knew I had faith, so I couldn't wait to try out my mountain-moving power. Well, as you can imagine, it didn't quite go as planned. And that was the beginning of my questioning what I was taught at my church. Thankfully, as I have grown older, I've also grown in knowledge. I now know, as most of us in Unity know, that the Bible was not written by God and handed down directly to Moses. In truth, the Bible is a collection of ancient writings by many authors over many years, which was compiled for safekeeping. It has been translated and edited numerous times by many people over the years, especially by those in power and religious influence. Even those of us, though, who know the truth about the Bible do believe that these writings are inspired. Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, the co-founders of Unity, believe the Bible was inspired because it contained many universal truths. So instead of encouraging a literal translation of the Bible, the Fillmores and other New Thought people took a more metaphysical approach, encouraging the reader to ask themselves, how does this story, this parable, or this passage apply to everyday life? How can it apply to me in my current situation? They taught Christianity from this metaphysical viewpoint. Metaphysical. How is that defined? Meta? Seeing beyond. Physical, physical. So it's seeing beyond the physical. So for purposes of today's lesson, we'll say seeing beyond the literal words. I would like to invite you to look at the scripture with me through a metaphysical lens. So let's break it down. You have been given a packet containing mustard seeds. Mustard seeds are one of the smallest seeds, yet they hold all that is needed, a perfect blueprint to grow a massive plant that grows 10 to 20 feet tall. Why is that important? Because that's how faith works. A little faith goes a long way in creating the life that you want. Charles Fillmore said, faith is having the conviction, the knowingness, or the belief that what you seek is already yours. What you seek is already yours. When we have faith, we are able to look beyond the appearances of lack, limitation, or a challenging situation. Faith gives us the ability to see metaphysically, beyond the physical, knowing that there is more to what we are experiencing in this moment. When we have faith, we are able to hold on to divine truth, that prosperity, health, happiness, are ours, even though we may not see any evidence of it at this moment in time. In Scripture, there are at least three examples when Jesus scolds someone for having little faith. In fact, when talking to Peter, after saying, "Oh, you have little faith," he goes on to say, "Why do you doubt?" We often live in doubt, don't we? We turn on the news and everything appears bad. We feel we can't do anything about it. We have a health crisis, a financial crisis, or any other type of crisis, and we instantly move into fear and hopelessness, or what I call the rabbit hole of despair. We fail to hang on to the conviction, the knowingness, or the belief that what we seek and desire is already ours. We get lost in the noise. That's why Unity teaches to go into the silence, so we can hear the voice of Spirit, hear the truth, and have the faith that we need to move through these challenges. Charles and Myrtle were no different. Like us, they had their human experience. They had times when things seemed pretty grim. At the time they were building this ministry, they experienced World War I, the Spanish flu pandemic, a number of significant natural disasters, such as the Great Flood of 1889, the violent displacement of Native Americans, and the Great Depression. Then they had their own physical challenges. Charles, with his deformed leg that was 4 inches shorter than the other due to a childhood injury, and Myrtle with her ongoing symptoms of tuberculosis and severe stomach issues. At the age of 41, she was told by a doctor she only had 6 months to live. This, while she's trying to raise a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And they lost their fortune that they had previously made in real estate when the market collapsed in Kansas City. So it wasn't all sunshine and roses. So what did the Fillmores do? despite all of the appearances and experiences of bad health, loss, grief, and financial ruin, they planted their seed of faith. On December 7th, 1892, they made a contract with Spirit, and they titled it Dedication and Covenant. And this is what it said. We, Charles Fillmore and Myrtle Fillmore, husband and wife, hereby dedicate ourselves, our time, our money, and all we have and all we expect to have to the Spirit of Truth, and through it to the Society of Silent Unity. It being understood and agreed that the said Spirit of Truth shall render unto us an equivalent for this dedication in peace of mind, health of body, wisdom, understanding, love, life, an abundant supply of all things necessary to meet every want without our making any of these things the object of our existence. Isn't that powerful? I think it's interesting that Charles and Myrtle did not tell anyone about this covenant. No one, including the family. No one knew anything about it. It was discovered many years later in a box, buried deep in the archives where their belongings had been stored after they passed. They did not need, nor did they want, fanfare. It was between them and Spirit. They were setting their intention for the future with faith. They believed the words of Jesus, our way shower, when he reminded us that not only could we do what he did, but we could do even greater things. And I love that they outlined what they were going to do and what they expected from Spirit in return. That's pretty gutsy. How many times do we set an intention and hope for a good outcome? They set their intention, and they were very clear what they expected in return. They didn't hope for a good outcome. They expected one. Charles and Myrtle believed that behind the scenes, despite all they were experiencing and all that was going on in the world at that time, that there was a force working in their behalf. You can call it source, allness, a higher power, a divinity, a universal power of God, or God. Whatever you choose to call it, they believed in it, and they knew it was always, always, always working for their good and for their highest and best. They had faith. In these very challenging times, we too can hold on to that same faith. We can know that the divine is working always and in all ways on our behalf. Why do you doubt? Said Jesus. Charles and Myrtle Fillmore did not doubt. Why do you doubt? Having faith, even as small as these mustard seeds you were given, can be the activating force for change. Faith is what helps us see beyond the physical through the lens of Spirit. It helps us to see beyond what we are experiencing and connect to the truth of what is and co-create what we can be. Can you look at these tiny mustard seeds and envision that large tree that it will become? So, when looking at the scripture, what's the mountain? The mountain is us. The mountain is our limited thinking. The mountain is what keeps us stuck and believing that what we see and what we experience out there is all there is. The mountain is when we lose hope, when we believe our situation cannot and will not change. The mountain is full of negative messages that we give ourselves about being too old, too broke, too sick, too, you fill in the blank. The mountain is built over time. It contains every fear, every resentment, every self-condemnation, every thought of not being enough, and every judgmental thought we have of others. That is low-level consciousness, which causes us to become hardened and immovable, like a mountain. It could be your unwillingness to forgive. It could be an addiction. It could be a toxic relationship. If you're honest, you know deep down which mountain in your life needs to be moved. Jesus told us if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move that mountain. With faith, no matter how small, we can move ourselves into a better place, have a higher consciousness, and expect something wonderful. As we know, Charles and Myrtle not only healed their bodies, but they also went on to build Unity Village and a worldwide ministry of prayer and healing. These mustard seeds are your reminder. With faith, you can change your life at any time. You can move that mountain that is keeping you from living fully. In closing, I would like to invite you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath or two and listen to these words which were given to us by Jesus the Christ. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing is impossible for you. Why do you doubt? Namaste. At this time, let's recite the Lord's Prayer as modified by Charles Fillmore. Together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. And as I mentioned previously, the Fillmores talked a lot about going into the silence. Charles Fillmore called it going to headquarters. The purpose is to connect with that divine source that runs in you, through you, and is you. Now let's move into a period of meditation. Once again, I just invite you to relax your body. Feel the tension in your neck and shoulders leave your body as they relax. Breathe in the calm and love in this room. And breathe out any anxiety or thoughts of uneasiness. Breathe in peace. And know that you are at the right and perfect place at the right and perfect time. Become aware of your heartbeat. Feel it as it pulses. And know that with every beat, your heart is pumping in the pure love of spirit. That that love moves in you, through you, and is the very essence of what you are. I ask you to connect with that love as we move into the silence. Ask the divine to clearly reveal to you what has become the mountain or the mountain in your life. Mountain or the mountains in your life, which need to be moved. Remain open to this wisdom as we move into the silence. As you bring your consciousness back to this room, envision moving forward with your faith. Know that no matter how long this mountain has been there or how big it is, you have all you need to move it. You have all the faith you need. Repeat after me, my faith has the power to move all the mountains in my life. My faith has the power to move all the mountains in my life. I move forward in faith.
I move forward in faith.
Let's do that again. My faith has the power to move all mountains in my life. I move forward in faith. Leave here knowing today that with faith, you are free to grow in your mountain. Is free to go. Amen. So it is.